You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got local, state, national, sometimes international. And yeah, like the dude just said, we cover down on all of it. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, hey, listen, we've been in this discussion for the last 20 or 30 minutes here about the mass shooting in Dadeville. So here we have the situation most recently in Nashville at Covenant School. Six died there. And the police were able to take immediate action. We know who did it. In fact, we have the body cam video released within 24 hours. We had the situation up in Louisville with the employee who we still don't fully understand what was going on with that person, but we do know who it was. And that employee entered a bank where they were employed and killed a number of people. And now, though, it's in our backyard. It's right here in small town, salt of the earth, Alabama. At Dadeville, down yonder close to Auburn, northeast of Montgomery, small town of about 3,000 people, and yet we don't know much else about it. So somebody who keeps his finger on the pulse of news around this state, and by the way, if you don't follow him on Twitter, you just got to. His Twitter handle is Secretary of Common Sense. But Scott Buttram, who is the publisher at the Trustful Tribune, is on the line with us right now. Scott Buttram, that means you're the grand poobah at Trustful Tribune, right?
It means I'm the guy that tries to hire the right people and stay out of their way. That's my job.
Good. And you have all the bills and debt in your name, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's exactly the way it works. The bank's got my cell number, not anybody else's. So it's not a bad place to be, you know, much to the contrary to the news that the newspaper industry is folding up and going out of business. We're not. We're doing a lot of newspapers are doing quite well, and I think the more local feel, the better we're doing. You know? But there are stories in this state that transcend local, and the Dadeville story was certainly one of them. I mean, that was just such a shocking story for the entire state, and in fact, the entire country. But certainly, those of us here in Alabama that are concerned about our neighbors and our friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Scott, one of the things that's really struck me is that we don't know much about it. I mean, like right now, one shooter, multiple shooters. Do we have a suspect? Should we be on the lookout for somebody? I mean, what do we know about this that we can work with? Have you, in the news industry, have you picked up anything else along the way that we're not seeing generally reported?
Well, not officially. I will tell you there, I just stumbled across something, and this is being put out by Colin Scroggins, who I'm a little hesitant because I don't know this guy personally, but he's the news anchor and chief crime reporter with CNAW News 2, covering central West Georgia and East Alabama. So I imagine he's right along, you know, the state line in that area. And he just 4 minutes ago tweeted out and sent out a photo that he's got breaking news. A large police presence is active on South Street in Dadeville near a church. An armored truck was spotted on the scene. So does that have anything to do with the shooting on Saturday? I have no way of knowing that. He probably does not know that. But as you know, Dadeville is a sleepy little town. So. Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine any large police presence anywhere doing anything at this point is going to get a lot of attention.
So yeah, and that
maybe we have something coming.
That also sounds like a SWAT vehicle, and Dadeville's not a community that has a SWAT team, I'm sure, but it may be a countywide or even sometimes they operate regionally. I guess we'll wait and see, man. So are you hearing anything more about whether there's one or multiple shooters?
No, we're not. I'm not getting any information. And, you know, that's something that has been obviously a topic of conversation since this incident went down. And you know Jay Towne, former federal attorney for Northern Alabama District, I believe. And Jay and I have had this conversation when we're in eye line with Jay on virtually everything, just like I do you.
Well, I appreciate
about
that.
Every single issue.
Thank you, brother.
I think that the first thing I'd like to do when we're talking about Aaliyah, there are multiple agencies involved in this investigation, local police, county police, state police through Aaliyah. The first thing I'd like to do is separate communication and investigation, because I have such confidence in the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. I think they and the State Bureau of Investigation are among the best investigative bodies that I've ever been around and ever witnessed. I would put them up against numerous federal agencies with far more resources that good. And I have absolute confidence if Aaliyah is leading this investigation, that this investigation will be done right and that they will get their people. I have no doubt in that. I've just got a great deal of confidence. And we can't say that about every agency in the state of Alabama.
That's true.
But that's one group I think a lot of.
Well, and I completely agree with that. And if I'm not mistaken, I've been to
the two press conferences that were held in Dayville on Sunday.
Oh, did we lose him? How did that happen? Well, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting to see if we can get him back in, you got his number, Boomer. Let's go ahead and give him a call back. But as we're waiting to get him back in on the line, because he's got more than just this story, I wanted to ask him about something else totally unrelated. But he's right. Aaliyah has a great reputation for investigations. And they also, I'm trying to think if it's the state forensic laboratory that's in Hoover. I believe it is. I've been there on a tour and seen their capabilities. And I'm just telling you, it's world class. There's a reason. One of the reasons why the FBI planted the flag in Huntsville is not just because we have Richard Shelby or had Richard Shelby in office, but we've also got an amazing track record for investigations and training and capabilities right here in Alabama, and we're central to the Southeast. So there's all that. Did you get him back? All right, good deal. Hey, we lost you, brother.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know where I went.
We're glad you're back.
But to my earlier point, I've got all the confidence in the world that Aaliyah will handle this investigation. But we've got to improve on communication. The two press conferences out of Dayville on Sunday were the worst I've ever witnessed in my life.
Yeah.
The local officials did not get very good guidance. They didn't get very good direction. It came across in a way that I don't think any of them intended. They were more concerned about the image of the community than the lives lost. I don't think any of those people felt that way. I don't think any of them intended to come across that way. But that's where some good professional communication guidance could come in handy. When a law enforcement agency holds a press conference to share information with the community, they can't give away anything that would hurt their investigation.
Right.
But they are tasked with bringing calm to the situation and that law enforcement is on top of it and will handle it. And nothing in those press conferences lent itself to that. Now, we work with Jeremy Burkett, who was the trooper leading that press conference,
right,
on a regular basis. Fine trooper, fine man, does what he can within the parameters of his agency and with what he's allowed to say and allowed to do. But this has been a weakness of Aaliyah. And our lead law enforcement agency in the state of Alabama should invest in the very best communication person possible. The public is far more inclined to work with an investigative body if that investigative body is giving off an air of confidence they're doing and that they can work with information and protect people who bring that information. And unfortunately, I don't think communication with Aaliyah has been very good. I think that will in any way, shape, or form affect the investigation. I fully expect them to bring the shooter or shooters to justice. I think it'll happen, and I think it'll happen quickly.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate your insights and your experience on this. I want to shift gears because I can't not address something that I saw on your Twitter feed the other day, and man, it just blessed me to no end. Totally different subject, still deals with kids. No. You know, we worry about kids these days, and we worry about whether there's a sense of patriotism or a sense of integrity or honor.
Yeah.
And you hope that kids, when they leave your site, are going to go out there and become productive citizens. And you posted, so, and it's part of your area, your purview, the Trustful area. Hewitt Trustful High School, I believe it was, had a group of kids on a trip to D.C., and seven of them who are members of the show choir or the choral group or something, they just stood right there and this spontaneously broke out into the national anthem at the Jefferson Memorial, and the place just fell silent, and it was beautiful. And we got about 2 minutes, brother. So tell us what you saw and what you know.
Okay. Well, you did a great job describing it. This was the Hewitt Trustful High School marching band. And in the interest of full disclosure, my daughter is in the chamber choir, but she's not in the band, so she wasn't on this trip. And so these were a group of chamber choir members in the Hewitt Trustful Chamber Choir who were also in the band. They were at the Jefferson Memorial. They had a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. They've done it for the Talladega truck races on national television. And seven of them, just an impromptu moment, decided to form a circle and start singing the national anthem. And, Phil, it moved me. It moved you. And I would say, if you listen to that, and it is on TrustfulTribune.com's website, we understand Congressman Palmer is reaching out to the group today. He has heard it. If that doesn't move you, you live in the wrong country, brother.
That's exactly right.
So proud. And I know so many of those kids personally. And they are every bit the citizen that they represented as they sang that song. And just wonderful, wonderful kids from wonderful families raised by parents that know what they're doing.
Wow.
People bringing attention to that.
Wow.
We're proud of those kids.
I was so proud. I mean, it made me – it was not only inspirational, it just felt good. And the acoustics inside the Jefferson Memorial were perfect. And what I loved was the hundreds of tourists who were in the background. You could see them. All began to fall silent and just listen, and then broke out in spontaneous applause when they finished.
I'm getting old, so I don't hear well anyway. And when they started singing, I'm thinking, I wish these people would be quiet. I can't hear them. And then suddenly I could hear them clear as a bell, and I realized the crowd has just gone silent.
Yeah.
And then just went berserk when they finished the song. They
awesome.
Again, we're just proud of our kids here at Trustful, especially that group of young people. And I appreciate you bringing attention to them.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you making time for us today. We're gonna head into our break right now, but Scott Buttram, Trustful Tribune, tell them where your website is if you want to.
The website is TrustfulTribune.com. We're still reporting news on a daily basis, so feel free to join us and follow me at Scott Buttram on Twitter. Love to have you.
All right. Thank you, brother. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate all you do, man.
Thanks, buddy. All right, folks, you got to follow him. We're heading to a break right now, but I'll end that with saying you got to follow Scott. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Sin, that's S-E-N, at Sin Phil Williams. And you can follow Scott at Scott Buttram, and his call sign, his handle is Secretary of Common Sense. I love that. And yes, that video he posted of the kids singing the national anthem in the Jefferson Memorial, if that doesn't get you, you ain't worth getting. I'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions has been with us since the beginning of this show coming on the air. ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. I just had somebody email the show a little while ago and say, hey, Phil, tell me again the website because I've got a friend that needs a job and they want to go check out the website. That happened right before the show started today. So here's the thing. ZLA Solutions, they do a lot of things for businesses, but their bread and butter still remains jobs, people, hiring, recruiting, all that stuff. And you personally, if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website because they post jobs they've got open right now all over North Alabama. And so, ZLA Solutions is hiring all across the area. And you can find them on their website, ZLAUSA.com. There's their postings. But if you're an employer and you need to hire people, you need folks to come fill out the ranks of your work. It doesn't matter whether it's like onesies and twosies and, you know, and just special niche kind of skills or just a whole shift of people. It doesn't matter. They can do it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And here's what I always say, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can find you the people. So just check them out, ZLAUSA.com for ZLA Solutions. And thank you much for that. So let's I got a piece of breaking news here, and I don't know what to think of it yet. I'll have to be digging into it. But there's a breaking news story that just came out. We had heard there was going to be a press conference in D.C. today, but we are hearing that the special counsel who was appointed to investigate a number of things, I believe, that Secretary Javier Becerra, the Biden appointee to the Department of Health and Human Services, has been found in violation of federal law under the Hatch Act, which I believe is the one that means you cannot lobby foreign governments. And so details to come. I'll touch on that later, but there's one cabinet-level position within the Biden administration that was just found to be in violation of federal law. That's going to be interesting to find. As we head towards the break, and by the way, we're going to come right back in a few minutes with Adventures in Woke World, so you want to stay tuned with that one. But I want to say again, if you know something, like for instance, one of our listeners just texted in a while ago and said they do know, because his wife's a teacher at a school, they do know that there are kids who were at that party that have videos on their phones and were showing it to their friends, and the video seems to indicate there were multiple shooters in Dadeville. If you know something, you got to say something. You can't be harboring this because I don't know what somebody will say if I have the video. Don't do it. Tell the kids. And by the way, my friend, my listener who texted in, I'm pretty sure he knows this, so I'm preaching to the rest of the choir right now. But the truth is this. If you know something, you got to say something, because we got to catch the guy or guys or whoever that did this. We need to know the motive. We need to know why it happened and who perpetrated it. And they need to be brought to justice. So the number, again, if you have some information you think is worthy of being reported, 1-800-392-8011. That's the ALEA, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency's report line. 1-800-392-8011. Or you can email stuff if you've got it to SBI, like State Bureau of Investigation, sbi.investigations@alea.gov. That's 1-800-392-8011, or email it to sbi.investigations@alea.gov. Don't know something and not say something. And if you got something on your phone or know somebody who does, you got to tell them. You got to get it out there. You got to contribute it. It doesn't mean you're in trouble because you have a video, but you could be in trouble later on if you don't share the information you've got, because then at that point you might be aiding and abetting or harboring. So don't do it. Give the information you've got, and let's find out who did this and why, and get them off the streets. There's that. All right, we're going to come back in a minute. You know the deal. I've got Adventures in Woke World coming up. Oh, man, I got some stuff. I got some stuff that's going to make you laugh. I got some stuff that's going to make you throw something at your radio. Maybe even throw the radio. Adventures in Woke World. It's always an adventure. We'll be right back.